6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to Rube Central. Can you see me? Oh, there you are. There you all
Hi.
Are. Everything all right? Everything
yeah.
Okay? You all materialized a little later than normal. I was suddenly feeling alone when I didn't see your pretty
face.
No,
it wasn't like yesterday where I just magically took myself out of the studio. Today, we actually did it right.
That's good. Welcome to the show. And when I say Rube Central, I say that for a variety of reasons. Some that I might let you in on later down the road on a future show. But primarily on the fact that Rob brought us, I believe yesterday on the beautiful video, mm-hmm. You said you thought it was a DJ.
I know it was a DJ.
He was a subpar DJ a DJ, you know.
Yeah.
And he was doing an experiment, a food experiment. Now, there's no food experiment out there that we don't like to participate in on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think we should skip the gorilla one.
Yes, that's a good one to skip.
Although I did have a rather nice TikTok. Did you see my TikTok yesterday?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Can we retrieve that TikTok, Josh? Is that possible
before we start the show? While he retrieves that,
would you like to see a recap of the DJ eating the hot dog yesterday?
Well, I think that'd be perfect.
Okay.
Because then it'll help me construct my repeat of this.
Oh, you're
maybe he may be a hack DJ, but of course we're stealing from him.
Yeah, of course.
So I was in the Westport area and I decided to stop in to see my friends down here at Lexi's Road Dogs. We started off as a joke.
His wife is Lexi.
Just a little joke on Facebook.
Oh, so Lexi's Road Dogs is his wife's hot dog stand.
Yes, exactly.
And we're talking about a hot dog and a peep bun. Hot dog and a peep bun. So it's the same thing. It's a hot dog, but instead of a regular bun, it's peeps. And then I took the leftover sugar and put it on top. Now, a lot of you are thinking, oh, this is crazy. But in reality, in retrospect, this is just a sweet and savory concoction. I mean, once you add, like, mustard on it, yeah, I think that's where it gets a little strange. But I'm calling it right now. This actually could be good and delicious.
It could be.
And we're gonna try it for the first time.
Make sure you put your hat backwards and put on your sunglasses.
What happens when you combine peeps and a hot dog?
Hot dog.
It's going to be fantastic. All right, here we go. Okay, I'm not going to lie.
Hate that.
This is really good.
Okay.
All right, so here it is.
He's not going to lie, Mike.
All right.
That's fine. I'm fine, even though he's not, you know, he doesn't sound like the average disc jockey, you know, with the very heavy New York accent that he has. They're not sure what station he comes to us from. But my main question was, I believe that is a two package of Peeps hot dog, correct?
Each peep being the
half of the bun.
That's what I thought, but I did buy the two pack.
Mm-hmm.
And they're separated.
I have two separate packs of Peeps.
Okay.
Well, it's not
what color
like
do
a...
you have, Josh?
I have Rice Krispie Treat flavored Peeps.
Oh, see that you're not doing the original flavor, and then Rob seems
They didn't have the original flavor.
And Mike, pink, purple, and yellow all taste the same. They're just colored different.
Very good.
Right.
So hot, and I can't imagine why you would know that. No, I could totally imagine why you would know.
I did a show about candy on WJFK. I interviewed people from the Peeps Company in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
So you watched that video that you would that be the way I constructed?
That's the way I planned it. Yeah. Now, like a top and a bottom, almost like a sandwich.
Now, I constructed mine by sticking the hot dog right in the middle of one set of Peeps.
Oh, so it sort of
melted its way in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is the row of one side of Peeps.
Okay.
And
how many Peeps is that? Is that five?
One, two, three, four, five. Yes.
Do you have any Peeps that their eyes are totally wrong? I've got a couple one-eyed Peeps in here.
I really didn't spend that kind of time looking at the...
all you got to do is look, Mike. That's all I'm saying.
No, they seem to be okay.
Okay, maybe I got some factory seconds.
Here's my other row. Now, I'll do the whole story of the Peeps after the taste test.
Good. I think that's nice.
But there's
now,
my...
You can see...
Oh, Mike, language.
I dropped the hot dog on top of the Peep while it was hot, and it has melted its way in like a bun.
Well, you know what that's
Rob,
like?
I assume you put the Peep on the longer side of the Peep.
Right. I would, you know, I'm going to take the Peeps out, and then there's a base to the Peep, a la this, and I'm going to lay the hot dog on the base, then put the other Peep row on top.
So you're making a sandwich.
Yeah. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I'm going to copy that.
Copy that. I'll let you go first. I'm not going to assemble mine yet in case it falls apart disastrously.
I don't mind. And this is one I wanted to go first.
Okay. Okay, so Mike is having what brand of hot dog do you want to give your hot dog?
Same as you love Hebrew. I'm a real that's my thing. I want
a great
Hebrew
one.
Natural. You'll see there the nipple of the hot dog poking out.
This is sexy. And
here, let's dive right in. Here we go.
Okay.
See, that was exactly my fear with using two rows. Is that is a giant bite and a lot of marshmallow.
Yeah, I've got a big mouth. Not a worry. What do you think, Mike?
Not repulsive.
Not gonna lie.
So not repulsive that I believe I can try a second bite.
Oh, he's going for the second bite.
I believe it's got about the hot dog does not fight the Peep, and the Peep does not fight the hot dog. I don't have a tremendous desire to continue.
All right, question. You know, you mentioned when I wrecked Easter that a cookout is an acceptable meal for Easter. Do you see a new Easter tradition being born, even if it's just symbolic?
I don't want to overstate it.
Okay.
I don't want to overstate it. But
all right.
F no. and that's it. You know what? And let me tell you, and I'll be interested when Rob does this, and then Josh, we will have you do your last peep as you broadcast from the crypt of the Basilica with that dark. You're a little darker than you've been.
Yeah, thank you for flying toward the Vatican.
The sun must not be, remember, I rely on the sun for light.
You rely
and it
on
must
the
not
sun.
Be fully
yes.
out.
Mm-hmm. This is true. I can't give it a complete thumbs down, but I also can't give it a rave either.
1 to 10, 10 being best. 10 Peeps.
I'll give it a 5 simply because it's edible.
Okay.
Now, good. Rob, go ahead. Right. Dive in.
Now, mine is an air-fried Hebrew National jumbo dog, 3 ounces. And
can we see the dog before you put
absolutely.
The sandwich together?
Ta-da.
All right, you're a little more, and I'm going to tell you this. My feeling is with the larger dog.
Yep.
That's going to improve your experience.
And it's been air fried. That's the ticket. All right. Here we go. My sandwich right here.
Go ahead. Thank God.
No, there's
you
got to
stick that whole hot dog in there?
Jesus. There's a lot of marshmallow there.
That's a cavern right there. Mm-hmm. The largest, most overactive mouth in America right there. All right. Now he's... okay. Don't smack, please. Makes me gag.
You smacked. Mike?
Yeah.
This is a 6.5.
So you don't, you're not, you're not repelled by it.
I am not at all. Mm-hmm. Although, you know,
a 6.5 means you're going to make these for Robert when he comes home.
Yeah. Well, he'll ask about it. He wanted to know all about the homemade Dr. Pepper too. The problem here is Mike just snacking.
The Hebrew National Dog is,
it's awfully good. It's really good. The thing is I think the only thing that's off-putting is the crispy sugar on the bottom of the peep. If it was
yeah,
just
and the crispy sugar that gets all over your fingers, the mm-hmm. granulated sugar that's sticky.
There is a restaurant down in St. Augustine that has hamburgers with Krispy Kreme buns.
Oh, that's old news.
I wonder if that would. Well, yeah, I wonder if that would be a similar like sugar and meat.
I'm sure it would. Yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready to try your experiment?
Yep, here is mine. You can see it nicely, nicely melted in there.
Welcome to the lab.
I can't believe I was complimenting how great
I know you were praising this thing yesterday.
And now it looks seriously like you're being interviewed for Dateline.
Well, no, maybe it looks like they brought in Roy Hobbs.
Maybe I'll zoom the camera in a little bit.
You won't be watching any of O'Mara family, not watching any of those for a while. That's for sure. The writing campaign has been suspended.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's how they get you. Do a Rube activity, you'll get a Rube burn. All right, Josh Soroka. You had your little peep, and it was Rice Krispie Treat flavor.
Rice Krispie Treat.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem.
Okay.
I love hot dogs, but I hate peeps. I don't like marshmallow.
Okay.
Why don't you like marshmallow, the texture?
A lot of people don't.
I don't know. I just
love
don't.
Marshmallows. Shocking.
But this
I know,
is
Mike,
a six,
don't even
this,
start.
That's just.
But this might be a 7. This might be a 6 or a 7. This is really good.
Wow.
Yeah, it is
you've
good.
You've got the one review. So you'd finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know if I want to finish. I guess with a 6 or 7, I should finish it.
You should be. If you it's get not, to a 7, come on now. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, then maybe I'll go 6.5.
This is what I like, okay? I like this.
I'll go back for another bite. The problem is because I let the hot dog melt into the peep,
yeah,
it is very messy.
So, but very, has it improved the flavor? Because it's a melted type of thing. So you got a piping hot dog, laid it into the peep, and it melted around it.
It's not bad.
We can all say this.
It's not oppressive.
It's not something where you would go, oh, my God, what was the – oh, you did the Dr. Pepper thing.
Yeah, that was
completely revolted
by it. That was no good. This is not unlike – I know there are people that like their ketchups, their relish. Any sort of sweet topping on a hot dog sort of mimics this. But
yeah,
it's built into the roll.
That's a wonderful point. Yeah. I agree. So we get, I would say, not repulsive.
No.
But at the same time, not something that I would say, oh, this is, we've done food experiments where we said, this is so scary good.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it this weekend. This is not in that category. It's a trick. It's
like
a trick.
The weekend that you drank all the marshmallow Cokes
and loved every one of them.
Every one of them.
No, I would say it's a nice trick, but you know,
and way better than when we did the Kit Kats and ketchup.
Oh,
that was one of the worst.
That was repulsive beyond repulsive nastiness, and that's the vinegar factor.
Yeah,
But I should say the vinegar factor exists in the Hebrew National hot dog, I think.
Well, not so much as like a garlic, I think. Vinegar, it's not tart. I think you find your vinegar in your house recipe ketchup. That's where you
Rob, you know, it's no secret I have been on some of these weight loss medications.
Yes.
And one of the side effects of these weight loss medications is, you know, you get a little the old heartburn sometimes.
Sure.
And this particular strain of the drug that I have been taking lately, let me just say it is sending up a flare right now saying, what the hell did you just put in your, what the hell does that mean? Sorry, that was a tribute to Jerry
alert,
Stiller.
Alert! Alert!
Bully.
I have to ask a question because you and I have both weighed in strong on the Hebrew National product. Josh loves hot dogs. What is your favorite hot dog, Josh?
Well, I was an SK guy for many years.
Of course, from Baltimore.
But I also go with the Hebrew National. Now, today,
I'm
in the middle of nowhere, so I had to do my shopping at Walgreens. I think that's what it was.
Did they have hot dogs?
They had ballpark.
Ballpark.
Do you feel that
they had at the Mart of Wall next door?
Yes.
By the way, Walmart, bite me. Really? Walmart, by the way, yeah, you know, don't you figure peeps and a hot dog? Easy. I'd be okay. So I want my Hebrew National and I want my Peeps. And when Rob posted, because Rob was the first one to acquire the Peeps, and he posted about it, which motivated me to get out there and look for it. And the Walmart was just such a crushing disappointment that the hot dog section did not have Hebrew National. They had just rows of ballpark.
Well, they have a contract with ballpark.
Mealy, nasty.
Don't forget this weekend, crime. All you fans, if you want to meet Mike, he'll be at the hot dog section of the Estero Walmart.
Isn't this gross? And so I'm disappointed with that, but I settle. And I said, well, they're going to have Peeps.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Well, they're a day out of date. You know, you got to get lucky.
But what I didn't. Yeah. Lucky's the word I would use. You go into the picked over Easter bargain 50% off section, and there's nothing. There is no food whatsoever. There are no chocolate bunnies. There is nothing for Easter. It was terrible. Yes.
I think I like Rolando's suggestion in the chat, Vienna sausages. So then you can get one per peep.
Yeah, it's a different flavor profile on a Vienna sausage. It's much milder. I don't think it would play as well.
Right, but it'd be successfully taking my attention off of the show for the rest of the show.
I apologize.
Now that I opened the comments up.
I was just thinking a nice Easter party, and you could pass out Vienna sausage peeps.
Pigs in blankets,
Bath burn. Yeah. Thanks, Trip. Trip is busy in the chat room.
He's
today.
Happy to be here. Hi, Trip.
So, Hoffy, all beef Franks? I've never heard of those.
They're owned by Dustin Hoffman.
Elaine!
Now, I have a question back for Josh, because I know you're not in your normal bustling metroplex of St. Augustine. Where you are right now, if you were to go to a market, a grocer, and ask for Hebrew Nationals, would there be a lynching?
What did you ask for?
We have ballpark Franks.
I'm not quite sure, but it seems to me that man over on aisle three has requested a Jew hot dog. Call the sheriff, please. Amy, would you get the sheriff on the line?
Sheriff Bo Hopkins.
No, we don't have a. What do you say? A Hebrew National?
What kind of national?
In this county? My goodness gracious. Yeah, you might want to go to New York City to get those.
My shopping options here are an Ace Hardware, a Tractor Supply.
Great outfit, Ace.
A Circle K or a Dollar General.
Okay. I love, Mike, it's funny. I love the Tractor Supply store.
I love Ace because, by the way,
it's
the air
place.
Filters. Dumbest show in the world. No. At least none of us are trying to. I watch so many podcasts now and clips of podcasts. You know, at least you don't have anybody here trying to, pretend how virile they are, which seems to be a trend among a lot of the Texas-based podcasts that I see all the time. Oh, I've got a big active penis. But anyway, I will say this, that the area of the – what did you just pick out of your mouth?
There was a little hunk of peep. I don't know. It might have been a
– Do you have a napkin there or a tissue maybe instead of like spitting it out on the floor?
No, I just put it in my spittoon.
You did not. You just went randomly spit.
I think it might have been Peepies.
It goes onto the desk.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. They were minuscule. Minuscule. I didn't want that in my mouth.
Oh, Josh, you can relate to this. My kid over the weekend has turned me on to a certain degree onto sunflower seeds with the whole baseball thing that he's into. The flavored sunflower seeds that we were just driving along. And,
because up to now, Mike has only planted them.
Yeah, for the beautiful the fields around my home.
Well.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
Look at this flower, tall as an elephant. Come in.
I had a little empty cup, and I was doing my shells, putting my shells in.
When we were kids, they only had regular flavored sunflower seeds.
Just real raw.
Now you can get any flavor you want. They've got them.
We were enjoying flavored ranch and taco in the car. And
the radio show?
Ranch and taco. They're the ones that came up with the peep idea.
They did.
So exactly. My wife, hey, you want to come down to Silly Dogs? Silly Dogs, isn't that right, Ranch? Yeah, taco.
By the way, I'm so virile.
Yep. I love women. Boy, I'd like to bang her. I was there. I understand what they know.
Yeah, I enjoyed the pickle and the barbecue flavored sunflower seeds.
And what I have not mastered, and I unfortunately discovered this in the car driving along after he picked up his, he knows all the brands from playing baseball. And, you know, you go to a ball game all around. I mean, whether it's inside the dugout, whether it's outside, your sunflower seeds, just the shells everywhere as far as the eye can see. I will tell you, I made the terrible mistake of putting multiple sunflower seeds in my mouth and trying to negotiate it. And not only did
process?
I choke, then I mean, you deshell. What my process, and I probably don't do it as well as certain major leaguers.
Right.
I pop in a single sunflower seed, separate the shell, remove
you do that with
the
like
shell.
Do you like crack it with your molars? Like you work it back there and go. And
the front teeth really more is what I do. And then use the tongue, and then you separate the shell and you eat the little seed that's inside that's edible.
The morsel of goodness.
And you can either go and, you know, on the floor if you're in a dugout, or you can take it and into a little Dixie cup a la chewing tobacco, or you can do what I did, which was take it out of my mouth with my hand and put it into the little cup.
There. Okay.
I still haven't mastered it.
Did you look like a simpleton when you were taking them out of your mouth and putting them in the cup? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I haven't mastered it yet, and I want to do it. My son, the Little League, reached out, and he's got a minor league tournament for like the regionals, and they're combining teams. I don't want to go so far as to say it's an all-star team, but I think they're combining these teams, and he's at the highest level because they have allowed – two 11-year-olds on each 10U team. So he's going to be one of the big kids that's out there. And
10U meaning 10 and up.
10 and under. 10 and under. And he's going to be playing two games. Thank you, Chris Arnold. He's going to be playing two games on Saturday and one game on Sunday for a tournament. And they're going to try to, you know, win the whole enchilada. I was talking to the head of the Little League reached out, and he's a coach on one of the other minor league
teams.
He's
11.
And he's the 11-year-old commissioner. No, it's a coach on one of the other teams who played, and they've watched him play, and they want him to be on the team. And I'm really kind of excited about
the slackers that don't make this team. Their job is to pick up the shells, right?
With their hands.
I think that the key for you to really loosen up that team before the game is just let them watch you dump the whole thing of sunflower seeds into your mouth.
Yeah.
And then once you realize it's way too much, you just spit them all out.
Like a machine gun.
Yeah.
Boy, that would make the kids happy. It's exciting, but it also proves why we have no friends, since we can transition to this little baseball story here. So about a month ago, the Happy Valley last big social event of the year was scheduled. And I was talking, and I decided I would, for the very first time, take point and make a reservation under my name and then go out and solicit for people to come and two, three other couples.
This is the equivalent almost of like buying a table at a charity event.
Getting a table and then making the arrangements and putting everybody that responds under my reservation.
This goes back to make a friend, you have to be a friend.
That is the truest thing. And I subscribe to that. I don't do it, but I subscribe to that. And by the way, it's the second time I've done it now. I canceled another event. But of course, it's Little League. Josh can relate to this. It's Little League, Josh. So you know the schedules come out at the last possible second, right? That's just the way.
They want you to keep all days open.
Days open at all times. And I'm like, well, I know it's Saturday. I just don't know what time. I'll wait and see. And lo and behold, of course, the games are at 3 p.m. and 6:30 p.m.
Now, when you had to cancel these plans...
Yes.
I know now it seems regretful because none of us have any friends, and that was an opportunity to have a friend. But at the time you had to cancel the engagement,
Yes.
It felt pretty good, didn't it?
Well, I'll get to, you got a point. You got to, I'll get to that. Okay. I understand what you're saying.
And was there any thought in transition in the plans to meeting at the snack bar?
For
instead, bring all your friends to the game.
Yeah, ball game. That'd be great. Or that'd be a hard, that, or that'd, buckets.
No, that'd be a hard no.
Oh.
And it's not at the field near Buckets. It's in a different joint.
Well, excuse me.
So you had to cancel the Buckets reservation.
I canceled the dinner reservation with a friend, and I got my least favorite response.
What?
You've given me this response many times. No worries. I hate that response.
I don't. That's, you know, like, what? No, I don't like that either. I doubt I've given you that.
Maybe you haven't. Maybe you haven't.
Because I don't like that either.
The no worries is really
it's passive aggressive. Huge.
It's very, but it's also what I would do. I wouldn't say no worries. Okay, sorry. I'm very clear about the fact that my son got this at the last minute.
Right.
I'm telling the truth. I prioritize my son over a social event, of course. Mm-hmm. And then what Rob mentioned at the end, I'm sorry, it's just the ABCs of me. This is not only prioritizing my kid, but it is, most definitely the event I would prefer to attend.
Without getting too deep about it, I bet you're a little like me, is when that happens, when you go from being at a table with seven other people to going to an event where you're going to be entertained, it's like getting a night off.
It's the people that we're going to be at this table are very pleasant to be in and very entertaining and can carry a social event. I'm just a bystander with that. There would have been no stress level. It would have been perfectly fine. There's no work required with this group of people.
Good.
That's why they were,
chosen,
at the table.
Probably.
And it was really, but it just bums me out. And it just proves that to be a friend, to have a friend, you have to be a friend. And I know that I've taken a step backwards.
Is the dinner still continuing? Are they still meeting without you?
No, it is not.
Oh, did you cancel your table?
I was told to cancel the one, and then he canceled the other couple. And then there's one other guy, my buddy Oli. And Oli was just like, congratulate Michael on the Oscar, because Oli probably didn't want to go.
No.
But anyway, that's where we are with that. And then what Rob said, were you kind of happy when it was done?
Not so happy as just relieved. It's a nice break. Sometimes.
I'd be lying if I said that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's always nice to cross something off the schedule.
Yeah.
To be sitting there with two games on Saturday is my wife and I are doing what we like to do more than anything. And that's what it is.
Even if it's people I really like, if it doesn't work out.
I certainly love the people that were going to be at the dinner. But the whole thing, the people at my table, thumbs up all around. The people at the entire thing, it's like any social event like that at a club.
They don't care. About your happiness or anything. They just want to make sure it works.
I'm looking forward to this, to see what's going on with this, and to be at a new place where we haven't been. And baseball, in sports, his whole thing. That's his whole big deal now. And, I'm very, very excited about it. But I really do think
Is Michael disappointed that you're going to be there?
Sure. No. He wanted me to go to school with him today when I dropped him off. He's like, Dad.
Wow.
He said, Dad, I don't want to go to school. I said, all right, take the day off. How about this? I'll just come with you and sit in your classes. And I got a little crack-a-doodle grin out of him that he had with there. But it is what it is. And I look forward to it. But it's a minor guilt trip for about 5 seconds. And then after the guilt trip's over, you focus on what's going to
what's
happen.
What's important.
And I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, this is, for me, the part-time dad with my two grown daughters, where I wasn't there for everything. It is a blissful opportunity to be there for things I wasn't there for. That's the way I look at it.
When do you think will be the next social engagement, whether or not you organize it, that you're involved in?
There are two doors that I have to open myself, where we have been invited and we have not invited back.
Okay.
And so that is on me, and that could be any time in the, you know, in the summer, in summertime. That's it. And then, of course, there's going up to see my family up north.
And that'll
as well.
Be fun. That'll be good.
But I will be taking and not giving initially, as I ask for the my sister's hotel to open their doors for me.
Hey, you know it'd be good when
she's
in
not
Maine?
There.
When you're in Maine, Mike, get some of them red snapper hot dogs and put them in a.
Don't care for them.
Oh, I thought you liked them.
No, don't care for them. No, don't care for them. No, Rob, snap and mush. That's how I describe those.
Hey, man.
Pork. I believe it's pork. Look up red snapper and tell me.
Not the
red
fish.
Red snapper hot dogs.
Yeah.
I think they're called red snapper, or they're called reds, or they're red. And I think they are pork hot dogs, which to me, not a fan.
That's
not
you know they should. I think all beef is the way you want to go with a hot dog.
Well, that's the Hebrew National.
Yeah.
All beef.
Now a half smoke will have some pork in it, I think, and that's the national sausage of Washington D.C. or the official sausage of Washington.
Look what
D.C.
I have left here. There you go.
I'm shocked Linus isn't after me right now because I've got a half a hot dog on my desk.
Really yummy, and you know, I gotta socialize a little bit up there. Got to take care of a couple of people.
It's going to be tough up there because it's hard to sort of reintroduce yourself to people that have lived up there for 100 years.
I don't worry about them at all. What I worry about those down here, where the one guy, whenever I said we should get together, someday, this is what I got from him.
No.
And I know he's pissed at me, not pissed at me, but I know he's calling me out.
Yeah.
Well, we should get together, have a dinner sometime. When? That's what
he called
said.
You on it right away.
Oh, he's done it a couple of times. And the most recent one, I did give him a date, and then I canceled that.
God. But you know
because
what?
Because one of the couples couldn't come. And
you still win, though, because saying when as your initial reply is a dick move, and I don't care who knows it.
Well, it's also the move for someone who's canceled many times. Like, sure, I believe you.
Oh, like you mean, countering Mike's strategy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, sure, prove it. That's what when is.
Yeah,
and the red snapper.
Pixar didn't happen.
The red snapper is a mix of pork and beef.
Gross.
And really red, right?
Where they dye it red.
Red dye number two, the stuff that was poison.
Yeah. Well, they fixed it because now we have red M&Ms again, and that's great.
So this one guy, Bruins Rules writes, I was going to be offended since I use that phrase a lot. I guess he uses the phrase when, but hey, no worries. I have to say, certainly now you do grow with your spouse or you don't grow with your spouse. I have grown with Carla into a set routine. It's official. We are dull people.
Yeah.
We are boring people. We like
you
each other's company.
You got there pretty fast. How many years married?
We've been together over 20 years. I think 13 years of it married.
I think 20 years of marriage is when we got dull. I think after 20.
I just don't. And, you know, when you stop the hooch, that changes things a lot, too, right?
It does.
Because you're compensating for your, you know, that's what alcohol was invented
for. It's amazing how much she talks.
She doesn't. See, I'm not around her all the time.
No,
you know, you're in various social things.
You get showbiz carry, so it's
I get showbiz carry, right. She does talk a lot, right?
She tried to tell me a story last night about a guy she works with and his strategy for betting baseball and how he does all his own statistics and everything, and he uses hours and hours of time a day, and he usually wins. I said, well, that's great. And then she started the same story again, and I had to throw in advancers. Does that make any sense?
Advancers means you have to move the story along. And you do that for the purposes of eliminating chunks of the story.
That I've already heard.
Yeah,
and then she gets to the end, and there's no end. And she says, well, I just thought you liked math, so you might want to bet on baseball.
I think if you use that part of your brain for good, that grifter money.
Yeah, but the grifter money thing doesn't work on betting because there's actual
grifter money changer.
No, not a money changer at all.
No, that but, grifter part of your brain. If you could.
But that doesn't apply to betting because betting is like you have to know the stuff. You
ultimately,
know?
It certainly assists you if you are a passionate fan of the sport.
If you want her to stop betting, tell her to bet it all on the Orioles. It'll all go away.
Are they sucking now?
Yes.
They lost Sunday. They lost 24-2. Ooh. Off day Monday. Come back for the Nationals to beat them 9-0.
24-2.
Yes. It was bad, Mike, because I took the 21 runs and still lost.
Josh, did I mention to you that on our trip north?
Yes.
Yes. That you're going to stop by Fenway?
The O'Mara family has secured semi-reasonable bleacher seats.
Yeah, you mentioned that it was still way overpriced. Way overpriced.
And all I care about, there are two things. This is how much I'm looking forward to this now.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to this so much that I have already hoped and prayed that they are competitive at that particular point. I am cautiously optimistic that they will be competitive at that point.
Yeah, now see, the problem is the Fenway's been on my bucket list for 20 years. I've been waiting for the Orioles to be good.
Right.
So I gave in this year and said, all right, they're supposed to make it deep playoff run. This is the year. They don't look good.
It's
they
too
look
early.
Really, really bad.
It's too early. It
I know. I got a month
on the radar. It could be.
You know, Mike, isn't your trip from Florida to Maine largely 95 North?
Pretty much, yeah.
Could
yeah,
you not much. Catch a game at Camden Yards?
Yeah.
You should.
But I wouldn't want to do it if the Red Sox weren't.
Yeah, that's the same issue I have. I don't want to go to a game if my team's not there.
I'm bored to tears if it's not my team.
But that's bad.
Way baseball. Well, that's baseball. That's
but bad. But I will meet you on that trip at Bucky's.
At Bucky's, that's.
We'll meet at Bucky's. Has Michael been to Fenway?
Michael has been to Fenway one time, loved it so much. Look, this is predicated on my kid asking me. Mm-hmm. Dad, I really want to go to Fenway. I'm not denying him. I don't care what I have
I'm
to do.
Glad, Mike,
banks.
That you are going to Fenway for your son.
I am, Ron.
But it's not a sacrifice. You would love to go there anyway.
If he wasn't into it, mm-hmm. not even close.
What if Carla asked?
If Carla wanted to go, that would be cool too. But I mean, it's not that I wouldn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's one
not
tenth
pressing.
Of what it would be.
Okay. Yeah.
To have it with my kid, that's just so, you know, and I can't expect you to understand these things.
No.
That's fine.
And my Fenway trip is also with my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's the same
that's
thing. Cool. It's the father-son bonding.
Red Sox, Orioles, they're teams of memory. That's what it's about. It's teams of memory. And to continue that, I'm just hoping. This is how into it I am. If we're talking about June, and I am already saying, I don't think there could be bad weather. There's always a chance, but there probably won't be. I am because I'm flashing back to when I was a kid down in Hartford, Connecticut, and we had to drive 2 hours up the road to Boston to go. And when they
see
the
Red
out,
Stockings,
and when they be rained out, it
horrible.
Was, you couldn't. Nothing was worse. I always see rainouts and think about kids. I always think about the disappointment of kids. Even if they do a makeup, a lot of times people plan their entire summer around one night to go to this, and they can't get back because dad has to work or something like that. So I think along those terms, you know, not like the slackers that get to, you know, like named Soroka get to go like 150 games a year.
Day baseball, man.
I haven't been to any games this year.
You haven't been to any? I thought you've already been up to Camden Yards once.
No. Nope,
no, it's really early in the season, though. I mean,
it is. Josh is already depressed. I would be too if the Red Sox were, you know, suck and win.
And if he's too busy to meet you at Bucky's, I'd love to take you to lunch at Maryland House.
Maryland House, oh, you
will hit them all. They're,
oh, Maryland House.
It's the Maryland. Worst.
If you happen to be on I-95, ladies and gentlemen, please avoid it like the plague. Yes, completely refurbished about 10 years ago.
Yeah, they have a Roy Rogers.
Yeah, and already got the coat of filth back on it. Rapidly.
We have a promo here, Maryland House.
Oh, my God. Nasty, nasty, nasty. We'll be right back with more news on the Mike O'Mara Show. The basketball playoffs are here, and the action is heating up on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. With millions of members, Prize Picks has made fantasy sports accessible to all. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. We all love it, and Carrie Spiewak has become a Prize Picks machine big winner. So, cash in on the basketball playoffs with Prize Picks. Don't miss your last chance to add your favorite players from the court to your Prize Picks lineup. Whether it's points, rebounds, assists, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 2 1,000 times your cash today. Turn your playoff hot takes into tickets to basketball's championship series, starting with the play-in round. Every lineup you make on Prize Picks will enter you in the Takes Two Ticket Sweepstakes, which could get you and a plus one a VIP trip to the ship. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. So join millions of users and sign up today. Download the app today and use code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
When the work week is over and your nerves are frayed, here's an hour you can celebrate. The TMOS bonus show.
Isn't this great?
It's one more hour just for you. A wild little ride with the usual crew. Unfiltered, uncorked, and totally true. That Friday fix is waiting.
Good luck.
You.
Mike, Rob, and Josh, they cross the line in the best way possible, nearly divine. For fans who crave more than just a baseline, subscribe today.
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
For laughs that hit like a comedy lingo, subscribe today at MikeOMiraShow.com.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Like that. Like nice, that a huh? lot. Thank you, Jim Amato. We appreciate that. Hey, everybody. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party?
I'd love, Mike, I'd love that.
Don't make up a story about how you invented the paintless dent repair procedure. Oh, I got to get to tell you about that, too. Because that is a lie.
It's a lie, Josh.
Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. This podcast sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. That rhymes. Naked Wines believes that wine is an experience. So turn off the noise of the outside world, uncork a bottle to celebrate little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. To join the Naked Wines community, you need to do this. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code. That's TMOS. I just said it.
Yes, say it.
For both the code and password. And you'll get 6 bottles of wine, $39.99. Shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS. TMOS code for 6 bottles of wine, $39.99. And good luck with your dented car. Have you tried Bondo?
Bondo. I didn't expect a Ted Knight impression on that. That was good.
Mary, Mer, Lou, Lou.
Bondo.
I'm Sally Jesse Raphael. Hello.
Now, well, you always mock those red glasses. Why do you wear them?
Because
if you mock them.
I like color. I like
I think you look great, and there's no need to mention SJR.
A podcaster has to have a splash of color. As many as 20,000 pilgrims gathered at St. Peter's Square today. Don't say anything about the Plymouth Rock thing, Rob. Please don't.
No.
To witness the procession of Pope Francis's body, according to reports by Vatican media. Many of those who witnessed the service in the square will likely also join the queue to see the Pope lying in state. The transfer of the Pope's coffin to St. Peter's Basilica began at 9 a.m. local time on Wednesday, that's today, following a prayer ceremony in the chapel of Casa Santa Marta, where the Pope lived. So it's moving, it's touching,
yeah.
It's ritual, it's ceremony, even if you're a non-believer.
All the weird traditions are unusual traditions, which is why, Mike, I'd like to take this opportunity to announce our springtime promotion that leads into the warm weather here at the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show Hot Pope Summer. It is going to be fantastic as we latch ourselves on to this wacky selection process and get a brand new, shiny, sexy Pope
for
your summer. It's the Mike O'Mara Show Hot Pope Summer.
We got Josh working on it right now.
Oh, I did the math. I will be in Rome probably the week after they announce the new Pope.
That is very, very, and we can get a man on the street, a live interview with Josh about what's going on, and I can't wait for that. And, of course, we've ordered the black smoke machine and the white smoke machine.
Love it. Josh, very, you should really cool. arrange for an audience while you're there.
Well, I tried to put my name in the run-in, but I'm not Catholic. So.
Change your name to Josh Osroka.
Or Josh Shrokamente. I don't know what I'm saying. Let's move on, shall we? Hey, happy World Book Day. Earth Day, Book Day,
Book
lots
Day.
Of them around.
Yeah.
The UN made an official holiday in 1995.
It's United April 23rd. Nations, Mike.
Yes, thank you, Rob. Very nice. It's April 23rd because William Shakespeare died 409 years ago today in 1616. He was 51 or 52. Nobody knows exactly what the age was. So what was the last book you read? Can you remember either one of you?
The last book I read was The Last Manager, the Earl Weaver book. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the last book I read as well.
I looked at The Last Manager and skimmed it, but I can't claim reading the entire book. I can't remember the last book I've read.
I really, it's
been too long.
I got three books that I travel with that I thought I'd read and haven't started yet.
When I make my way up north, I associate my place up in Maine with voracious reading. It's one of the things I do when I'm up there, but I haven't done it a lot. You know, we're such a slave to our little devices, and this business of ticky-tacky and YouTube has taken up my time.
Could you ever read like on a Kindle, like read on a pad? Or
oh, I've done it.
I've done it. I hate that.
You hate it because it's change.
It's
modern.
I like having physical media.
I do too. I prefer turning a page, but I also find Kindle and ebooks to be, very, very easy to read. You can get the font.
Yeah, I love the Kindle for traveling. I cannot read books on my phone. Like some people do that or on the iPad. There's too many distractions for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. But
do you ever listen to books?
That I can't stand.
Great for a long car ride. If you're by yourself, so good.
I figured if I liked it that much, I'd do it more. And I don't. Maybe we'll try it on. We got a massive trip coming up. Maybe we will do that. And maybe we'll get a book that everybody can kind of get into.
You know what's a good one to get? There's a couple versions of it, but The Shining is great.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the whole family. I knew he was going in that direction. Anyway, I can't remember. A poll found a third of Americans haven't read a book in at least a year.
Jerks.
I'm a little surprised that two-thirds have, really. I am I am surprised.
Well, there's liars.
That's a great book. No, 63% of us would like to read more. I'm in that category. Mm-hmm. 66% have a collection of books at home. I'm not even going to say that I do that anymore. I used to do it a lot more. I used to have a bookshelf with books that I would want to revisit. I'm sure that, Horty McHorter has a bookshelf.
I've sold books once I've finished with them, but the books I love, I keep. I have a shelf over there, and you're broken up into different sections. Like
I agree when they say that's like trophies to a certain degree.
I mean, especially
if you got a real thick one that you've read. But I would, look, there's nothing like getting into it if you really have an amazing book, and I've certainly recommended them on this show.
Do you have a favorite that pops to mind, like when you think about all the books you've read?
I have a favorite Stephen King book, which is The Dead Zone. And I never thought that they recreated the with the movie anything close to it, which I like. I really, really, the Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil was a spectacular book that I really, really liked. Recently, oh my God, I'm trying to think. It was something, it was a Southern book. Mein Kampf. I'm trying to think what it was. A something
was
about
it, was it the crickets in the river or the swamp?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, there's no recall on it.
Yeah,
I'm not doing the recall on it. Somebody's gonna put it in the comments now. It was the crawfish. Yeah, yeah. What was the book title? I'm going out of my mind here. I'm the 65-year-old. The crawfish, the river, the book.
Crawfish served on rice. It was delicious.
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Right. And, that book.
Yes. Amen. Let's move on, shall
we? Please.
Results of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote are in, and the winner is Fish. 330,000 votes. I'm surprised that they all were able to coordinate with each other. You know,
I'm surprised they remembered. Yeah. I
mean, Bad Company came in second with, isn't that amazing? Bad Company, after all these years,
came
back.
What it says to me is that they're running out of people to vote in.
281,000, followed by Billy Idol, 260,500. We have a history with this lady, Cyndi Lauper. She finished fourth with 237,000 votes. I asked Rob, because I blocked it out. It was traumatizing for me. What was my incident with Cyndi Lauper?
You said something bad about her career or where it was headed. It was something definitely derogatory. And then it was issued as a decree that we must have her on the show so you could apologize to her.
I think she was going to play on my birthday. Wasn't she going to play a song for me on my birthday?
I don't think so.
Like,
I think it was something just offhand that was, it was such a healthy work environment that they would work to put people in situations that
were uncomfortable and awkward.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was I had said something about that I didn't like Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, everybody worked very hard. Did you have a role in getting her on the show?
I did not. I did not.
Cyndi Lauper came on the show to bust my balls.
Yeah. And you know what? To be honest, she was fairly funny and lighthearted about it.
Oh, it was great. It was great. Joe Cocker rounds out the top five with 234,000.
He should have been in there 5 years ago.
I agree. The rest of the top 10 in this order, Soundgarden, Chubby Checker, The Black Crowes, Mariah Carey, and Joy Division with New Order.
Yeah, that makes sense. They were big 80s new wave-ish band. Congratulations to Chubby Checker continuing to make a career out of one song.
Yeah, absolutely. The fan vote doesn't have a ton of influence on who makes the hall. It only counts for a single ballot among roughly 1,200 that are cast, but there's only one year where the winner of the fan vote didn't make the hall. It was the Dave Matthews Band in 2020, but they got in 4 years later. This year's inductees will be announced this Sunday night on American Idol. Do they bring him out or anything like that?
You know? No, they'll just announce it as a ratings coup, I'm sure.
Okay.
I doubt they'll bring out Joe Cocker.
Yeah. Maybe I'm getting old, but I'm less interested in the Hall of Fame. Each year goes by.
The late Joe Cocker actually was on an episode, one of the season finales of American Idol, and he was great. I miss Joe Cocker. He's
I do
great
too.
Singer.
Yeah. Ben Affleck says it's important for his kids to have minimum wage jobs to learn the value of hard work and money. Well, that's not being overly cruel, in my opinion.
No.
He shares three children with Jennifer Garner, and his kids are getting older. Violet, 19, Finn, 16, and Samuel, who is 13.
Hey,
in a video that went viral recently, Ben told 13-year-old Samuel no to a $6,000 pair of sneakers. Good for him. In an interview yesterday,
Did mom say yes?
I don't think she would. I think she'd be responsible, my Jennifer Garner. I think she's the perfect
mom. Do you think she'd buy it on that credit card she hawks?
Yeah, that's right. She'd have a, hey, you can buy them if you pay 29% interest. Congratulations.
Well, they're also a split family. So there's the one-up, well, you can't do that over your dad's. You can do it here.
the part-time dad theory. Yeah. In an interview yesterday, Ben Affleck said, he was like, we have money. I was like, I have the money. You're broke. I'm like, well, if you want, you can work 1,000 hours at minimum wage. And if you work 1,000 hours, you might not want to spend it on a pair of shoes. I'm team Ben all the way on
Ben
this
is
one.
A little, really Ben is a little unplugged if he thinks minimum wage is still $6, though.
But I'm talking about the time. He's giving broad strokes. You're being literal with that. Ben says
that after taxes, it is probably.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Ben says, even though you love your kids, you do them a disservice if you don't teach them that they have to work for what they want. His two older kids both have jobs, and his oldest is also trying to get a summer internship. And as I enter the zone with my son, Michael, of things being expensive.
Yeah.
E-bikes. You know, you got to get used to that word no, because, you know, there are a lot of kids out there that, you know, not only are they dangerous, but, you know, the expense is insane. And, you know, if you're trying to mod your e-bike and then 3 months later, you're dissatisfied with the way it is and you're talking to your father about how great your friend's e-bike is, the answer is HN, that's a hard no, ladies and gentlemen.
That's when you remind him that minimum wage in Florida is $14 an hour.
$14 an hour. Get out there. Get out there and get her done.
That was an awfully specific example you cited, Mike. Just wanted to tell you. It really painted a picture.
Of the e-bikes?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, that was an expense that, you know, we had to go back and forth on in the O'Mara household. Yeah. And then 3 months later to say, hey, you know, this one's got bad brakes, but this one doesn't. This one's got a good battery. I've got an error code. You know, it's like just put it out on the street.
Brakes are for sissies.
You know what? Go back to the scooter.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. John Cena might play a tough guy on screen, but even he has his limits. Well, this is a fake story. He said he got bullied by fans into getting a hair transplant last November. This is just getting pub. Here's his quote. You chant and you make me feel small and you embarrass me. You all don't know what that's like. That is straight up bullying. That's just not cool. I don't like it. So thank you for bullying me into getting surgical hair replacement. John Cena, always funny.
Yeah.
That's how far y'all push me. Thanks. Thank you for being so aware of my needs and emotions, because you guys rip me to shreds for a genetic problem that I can't control. John has a super noticeable bald spot. I've seen pictures of it on the back of his head that he really can't hide when he's in the ring. We should probably note that though John is a bad guy these days.
He's a heel. Yeah.
He's overplaying the role the bullying played in his decision in that silly world of wrestling. Which
Robert Still was glued to WrestleMania this weekend. I mean, he's been watching it since he was 10. He can't, and he analyzes the showbiz aspect of it now.
That's cool.
And he still loves it. But I will say this, and I'll say to anyone who asks me, John Cena never mentions this, but he has granted more Make-A-Wish wishes than any other celebrity, and he doesn't cover it. He's just a good guy.
So, yeah, very, very good guy, and that makes me laugh a little bit. Finally today, if intermittent fasting feels too extreme, a new study found that just skipping carbs for one day a week might help you lose weight and burn more fat. Fasting works, but why are you chuckling?
I'm wondering if a hot dog is a carb or if a peep is a carb.
Fasting works by forcing your body to tap into stored fat.
Yes.
And the study found that going carb-free for a full day, no bread, no pasta, may have a similar effect even if you eat the same number of calories. Our bodies burn carbs first since they're easier to digest. But when you eat them constantly, your body leans on them, for energy instead of burning fat. Giving your system a carb-free day breaks that cycle. Even one day a week helped. And doing it more often, like every few days, might be even better. I totally subscribe to this.
Yeah.
In a related story, Costco announced that they will now be carrying Rob Spiewak's tater tot casserole sandwiches.
Nice. It's on white bread.
Coming to a box store near you, ladies and gentlemen. Carbs. Try that. I think that would be a very, very good thing to do. I'm all about you know, losing weight when it's just protein only. That does work for people. So
Dr. Atkins, that was his whole deal.
That's a thank you for somebody back in the 50s. We'll be right back.
No longer with us, Mike.
No, he died. Massive coronary, unfortunately. I don't know if that's how he died. Hey, everybody. How you doing? I'm Mike O'Mara, and I want to tell you about something really, really super special. It's Simpler Hair Color. Are you like Rob? He's got this beard, ladies and gentlemen. He wants to cover the gray up, but, you know, home hair dye kits are a mess and the salon is a hassle, so he keeps it simple. Simpler Hair Color has a full variety of shades to match any guy's hair and beard. With Simpler Hair Color, there's no separate hair, beard, and touch-up product. It's all in a single can. It's got you covered for all of the hair color needs that you have. And take a look and show everybody that magnificent beard of yours.
It looks so natural.
Did you take more gray out? Did you take more gray out overnight?
I'm still going with the weekend, this Monday's application, I believe. Yeah.
One can of Simpler Hair Color provides as many uses as up to 4 boxes of drugstore hair dye. The choice is simple. Simpler Hair Color offers gentler ingredients, a cleaner application, and unlike other companies, there's no waste. That's why their mission is to become the number one men's hair and beard dyeing brand. Plus, Simpler Hair Color offers free shipping and free returns, so you can try Simpler Hair Color risk-free. I love it when a company like this takes their shot and is going for it by making a better product.
You're
going
to love it. Who ordered some is Julia, because you know, she has naturally light blonde hair, but she darkens it, so her eyebrows don't match. And she had been buying another brand at the drugstore that you can only use once. This thing will last her forever just to get her eyebrows a little darker. She puts it in for 5 minutes. So it's not just
eyebrows,
for men.
Hair, yeah, you can do it. Say goodbye to grays the easy way with Simpler Hair Color. Head to simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 10% off your order. Once again, that's simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS for 10% off. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. Rob has, I believe, a Temu unboxing that
yes,
you want to do for us now.
I'm very excited because we haven't visited it this week, and it's been sitting here with me. I want to show you, first of all, a lot of people get excited with how great Amazon packages stuff to mail. I mean, sometimes it's boxes within boxes. It's so protected. Temu is just the same.
Okay, let's take a look. He's lying, obviously.
Yeah. I love the Temu bags.
It's a bag.
Yeah. It's still stuff, though. Isn't stuff the greatest?
That's a big bag, too. You got lots of stuff in there.
It's so great. I was so excited over the weekend when the shipping updates started coming in American English instead of Chinese.
That's exciting. It's here. It's here. Across the border. This is neat.
Okay, so here we're going to open up the bag and see what's in
here. Oh, this might be the Sirene, right?
That's right.
Oh my God.
We have a box. We'll see what that is.
Smaller than I would think. You know. You have two things?
Yeah, I've got several things. I've got, these are pop filters, sponge pop filters for a microphone.
Okay.
This is the microphone that
you call them with. People know what you're talking about if you say windscreens. They're windscreens that go on top of a microphone.
And the most boring, the $4 leather wallet. So.
But open the wallet. Yeah, Let me see what the wallet looks like. It's not boring.
Yeah, the wallet.
Mike, it's 100% leather. That's what it said in the ad.
See the quality.
It comes.
Does it feel like leather?
Well, right now it's quality wrapped in some cancer-causing styrofoam.
All right, let's see you open the whole thing.
Out of the bag. Hold on. Ooh. Ah.
All right. Doesn't look bad.
No, it doesn't look bad from this vantage point.
And it holds a lot of cards and room for pictures.
Is that a little zipper that it's got on it?
Yep, you can put your manhood in there. Because this is not a very masculine-looking wallet.
What?
It has also...
Put your manhood in there. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm not talking about a penis, Mike. I'm talking about the fact that this...
Well, that's what a word for manhood is.
Yeah. Well, no, but also it means your actual being of being a man. And I'm saying this doesn't look like a very masculine
wallet. No, I'm with Mike.
If you're worried,
remember the mouth opens and stuff comes out. Doesn't always make sense. You got to be aware of that.
It doesn't look like a bad wallet. It looks like it's just from 1980.
Yeah.
It's been on a shelf.
Maybe 1960. But
you know what? It's a big, like, old-fashioned wallet.
Well, it's not as big as the wallet.
It's a wallet.
Yeah. It could be. But anyway, you know what? It doesn't reek It has a good leather smell. I like that. That's very nice, Mike.
It doesn't smell like manhood?
No, it doesn't smell like your manhood or my manhood or anybody. Yeah. Oh, Mike, that's sensational.
Don't mock me for using modern technology.
they don't sponsor us
with
anymore.
With your grandfather's wallet from China that you are sharing.
My Chinese grandfather.
Can you hold it up again, please?
Yes, of course.
What's wrong with him?
We really need a second camera for Rob.
It's upside down.
He's terrible at it. What is
There's the
plastic
the
or is it the old fashioned plastic where you slide like little pictures that you would get? Okay.
There's one picture slot and the rest is for cards. Because you know what? That's what I use now. I don't use any cash. I use cards. And so I needed something that held more cards.
And will you be? And is the leather sufficiently solid in
yes,
your humble opinion?
And it doesn't reek like bad leather does. You know what that means? Sometimes it's over scented. So
how much did the leather set you back? The leather wallet.
Leather wallet $4, I think.
Win-win.
How do you beat that?
I like that. Why the world is moving away from credit cards to pay with your phone. You're now moving from cash to cards.
I'm doing the best I can.
All right, now, got the windscreens, the wallet, and the microphone. We're going to do that when Josh gets his, right?
Right.
The packaging looks great.
It does. It says everything about a Shure SM57 except for the fact that it's not a Shure SM57. It's just called SM57.
It doesn't look like the ones that we normally use.
It does. Open it up. Is it metal?
Because an SM57
is that definitely a metal column?
Yeah.
Microphone.
Oh, it has a cord.
I'm going to stop this for just a second.
No, Mike.
Please just do the unboxing so we can effing see it, please. Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you. Appears the microphone is in the leather bag.
Okay.
That's how Shure ships theirs.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, we're looking.
Is there a mic clip on there?
There is a mic clip included and a quarter inch to XLR.
All right. It looks a little short for an SM57.
No,
hold it up, please.
I actually think it's identical to an SM57. Because
is it metal?
Yeah, it is. And a 58 is the one that has the rock and roll sort of, bulb on the
top
of it.
Right, yeah, the 57's the...
Can I see the back of it, the bottom of it, bottom part? Okay, that looks legit.
It doesn't look bad.
It feels heavy. That's the thing.
Ultimately, there's only one real test.
You're right.
And that's going to be how it sounds. So we'll have to do that on another show and see how that sounds. But if it's metal, that's a big deal. So
now, also within the bag was this box. And I'm opening it now with a knife. Hold on. It's taped good and secure. Give me 1 second here.
Thank you for holding that box up.
Shut up, Josh. Okay, here we are. Opening. Great packaging because it looks like it's been through a whole thing. It's very Mike, here is the hand cranked siren.
All right, open take it out of the plastic.
Taking out of the paper.
You don't have to put it together?
I don't think so. I think it opens. Okay, so it has a folding handle. Oh, and a crank. See the crank there?
Yeah, I see
it. So if you want to store it, you can fold down the crank and fold down the handle.
What if you want to strap it to an e-bike?
There is a hook on it, so it's not absolutely broken. So let's see. I guess I just crank it this way.
Let's see. The most exercise he's got in 10 years right now. How would you rate the sound?
I wanted it to be louder, but you know what? For our purposes, I think it works.
And how much did that set you back when you got that?
I think $23.
Try it again. Let's see. Go ahead. Yes, Josh.
I think Carrie's going to have to do the driving now so Rob can just hang out the window cranking.
That's right into a microphone.
Yeah,
kind of disappointing,
great.
Right?
A little disappointing
with the. Didn't you expect something that would be? I mean, that's really soft if you're doing that into the microphone, right?
I'm taking off a headphone cup to see if.
Do you think it might have some sort of like cover on it or something?
Yeah, is there a volume?
I don't think so.
Like a damper?
No, it's going to take some research. Oh, hold it! What's this? Oh, there's Mike. Look at this. There's two handles that snap together. Aha! Now maybe.
It's all about the sound, Rob. Why does it feel like it's muted? Does it not sound like it's muted a little bit?
Unless it's the, it could be the compressor on his microphone. But
no, because it's not much louder in my home.
Okay.
Rob will get this joke. I'm waiting for Broderick Crawford to burst through the door. There you go. What are you
all
doing?
All right, you guys. Yeah, you guys. Yeah, you guys.
Get him out of here. Hey, what are you doing?
Well, you so go. You know what? I'll give a preliminary thumbs up to the wallet.
Okay.
Contingent thumbs up on the microphone.
Yeah.
And this is no better than hot dogs and peeps.
Yeah, I agree. I'd say, because, you know, I know what you were looking for.
Yeah, I want
you were
it
looking
loud.
For the you were looking for the air raid siren.
Oh, well,
that's
hold
what
it.
You were looking
there's
for
an instruction that I can read.
Let's see if maybe there's something that has to be right. removed or uncovered.
Manual for hand-operated siren. Product overview. Alarm including hand-operating siren, electric alarm, two categories used for various places of emergency warning, which only the hand-broadcast alarm has no power support, folding, lightweight, easy to carry, and other advantages. When in use, an effective alarm signal is issued by shaking the handle to provide power. That's, I guess, cranking. The amount of sound depends on how fast the handle is shaken. Rotated. The shutter mechanism of the baffle plate is set in the sand window, which can select strong and weak sound signals. Aha! There is an adjustment.
Okay.
It also said your speed changes the sound.
Yeah, that's true, but that changes also the pitch, not so much the volume.
Josh,
I think.
You're cracking me up with that.
Okay, I need to find, where is this? You know what? This is going to have to be tomorrow, because I'm going to need a screwdriver.
He's
going
to have to do some curls.
Really glad I came here today.
Is there a setting on it?
There is. You have to adjust the plate, but I'm going to have to experiment because I think that that's going to require like disassembly.
Okay.
Believe it or not,
he'll play with it.
It's like the loud cup. If you take the cover off, it's real loud.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play with it until I get too tired. So that'll probably be 4 seconds.
We're going to take a break. When we come back,
if I could only reach this button.
Weak arms. We'll take a little break, ladies and gentlemen. When we return, I'll tell you the story of paintless dent repair.
Pointless dent repair.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. All that coming up after we give you this little message right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Some of it might surprise you. Some of it. Really fine. There you go. Hey, listen up, campers. My wife is called Carla. That's her name, you see. She has, she's a nice, and she has some questions for you to ponder. Carla asks, how can I help you age better? Do you need to lose lots of weight? Do you need to lose 5 to 10 pounds? Do you need better sleep? Do you need more energy? Do you want to help with anti-aging, help with brain fog, or better hormone balance? How about better hair, skin, and nails? What about reducing your inflammation? Do you need better gut health? How about making those workouts really count by upping your performance optimization so
yes.
you can actually really crank a siren? How about improving your mood or having enhanced libido? Don't waste time answering these questions in longhand cursive in your composition book. It's time to realize that peptides are the future, and Carla's here to help you. P.S. Her inbox is always open. Make sure to check out DermGlowSkin.com. Payment options include Klarna and PayPal, so you can buy now and pay later. Handy! It's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and think back. Once I ran to you, now I'll run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
DermGlowSkin.com. All right.
That was excellent, Mike. I like when Josh sits back and he looks small. I mean, it doesn't look like he's sitting back.
I'm not used to like a recliner.
Yeah. Really feel like I'm watching an old, you know, what's the genre of film that I used to watch there? Verite. Cinema Verite.
Yes.
I have to tell you, yesterday, 10:30, trying to get the dent out of my car, took it to the shop. It's actually a detail shop that uses another guy that has another business to do the paintless dent repair.
Right.
So I take it in and I get there a little early kind of a cool shop. They had a little cool waiting room. They do lots of different stuff in this, along with auto detailing. They do wraps for cars, and I'm going to give them a plug because the name of the place is Fort Myers Detail Center.
Do Automotive. They have a coffee shop in the, do they have a coffee maker in coffee, the waiting room?
I don't know if they had a coffee machine. They had several racing motorcycles set up, which were really cool to look at, and some motorcycle professional motorcycle racing leathers that they had hanging up that had been used in competition, and they were fascinating to look at. It's automotive, and let me put my Sally Jesse's on. Hold on just a second here. Let's
Josh,
see.
There's the mic clip on the mic.
PPF ceramic coating, window tint, Fort Myers Detail Center. The reason I mention this is they say, okay, they had let me know, they'd given me an estimate. They had said that they'd identified the fact that because this guy, this dick, that worked on my door when he opened the door. It was kind of a lengthwise door. And the type of metal that's used, I think, is an aluminum metal. It was problematic to get this out. They'd let me know that. So they
Mike,
bring
for
in.
For what it's worth, I actually dreamt about your dent last night. So I'm dying to know what happened.
They, first of all, when you call, to me, it does make a difference when you call a business and the phone is answered by not only a pleasant person, but an informed person and a smart person that has the information you need. And it was just right from the get-go. They got back to me promptly. They answered the phone. There are many of these people that were, I tried three or four different people where I got voicemail and never a return call.
Did
so,
anyone pick up and say, pronto?
Pronto. So they bring in this guy to do the dent repair, and I go to the waiting room, and they take it in the back. And then I was expecting about a half hour. It was a little longer than that, about an hour. I'm waiting back there. Guy shows up and says, okay, here's the deal. He worked on it for about an hour to try to get this. He, you know, it's you be the judge. It's he's got some of it out, but he wasn't satisfied. He didn't charge us. We're not going to charge you.
Wow.
This guy's business is Dent Gent. His name is Luke. And
he is the Dent Gent.
He's the Dent Gent. And he certainly is after the way they handled me. First of all, you got a guy and he comes out from the back and he's they brought my car around front and I'm looking at it. And this guy's got, you know, the beads of sweat. He's been out in the back. You can tell he's been working on this thing for a while. He doesn't charge because he's not satisfied with it. The dent immediately when you look at it is certainly improved from where it was.
Okay.
But you can tell it's not, you know, in order to make it perfect, which you want on a body repair, you probably have to, you know, take it to a normal kind of body
probably
shop.
Get
it,
maybe even get a new panel.
And they give me the guy, it's in an industrial park and it's right down the street. The people they recommend to do this. This guy's named Luke. The company is Mobile Paintless Dent Removal. It's Dent Gent. That's also in Fort Myers. Mm-hmm. And the company is Fort Myers Detail Center. I mentioned that and I give them a free plug for this reason, because how many businesses actually really do this for customers? This to me was, I had said to you guys on the show that if I had gone in there and gotten the full estimate and paid for it and the dent hadn't been properly repaired, it would have left a sour taste. They're smart enough to recognize that. They're smart enough to do a solid. They value the fact that this might be somebody that will need them in the future.
Did
or
you mention that you had a kid?
I mentioned to the dent gent guy how the dent had occurred.
Well, they thought that, you know, you've got a kid that'll be driving in 5 years and you'll be back because he'll wreck the car.
I didn't exactly put it that way, but that's an interesting take on it. I can't tell you how much I appreciated these people. And I told them as I was leaving, you know, I don't do this very often, but I will tell you that I'm going to mention you guys on my show if it's okay with you. And I ask, because I always ask. And they said, sure. And they were kind of intrigued at what I did. And I wanted to give them a little plug, because that's the way. If more people did that, I think you'd have more successful businesses, because this is, yeah, this is who you run back to. And by the way, remember when I've talked in the past about wrapping my automobile?
Yeah.
Guess what they do at this place?
And they
guess
wrap what automobiles.
They wrap.
You mentioned it, yeah.
And I right now, that's not in the cards for me to do, and I certainly don't want to do it over a dented car.
Well, if they wrap a car with a dent, can they just slide something over in there just to cover up the dent?
I don't think I'd want to do it that way, because when I take the wrap off, eventually, when I would want to get the car sold or traded, I wouldn't want to have to peel it off and have to deal with that original problem. Yeah. So I'm
what
not
would you
sure
get it wrapped with? With a logo of some sort? Or
no, my father, back in the day.
Oh, the green?
The best car, the British Racing Green. Rob, yes. I went through. They had almost like you get a paint color chart when you go into a hardware store.
Yeah, paint chips.
And they had all the different coverings they put in there, smack dab in the middle. British Racing Green, the greatest color in the world, only with a little more pop to it. And I will tell you, look, I'm just going to be working on Mrs. O'Mara for this somehow.
Ballpark a money figure for a wrap?
For the wrap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. $5,000. To do that,
but
so
still,
it's expensive. Not as expensive if you were going to paint your car.
Yeah,
but
I'm gonna get my car wrapped, but it's not going to be a color. It's just going to be the Benson and Hedges logo,
and the cigarettes.
Yeah, I love cigarettes, and I want people to know about them. And when they see a beautiful Subaru coming down the street,
the cigarettes on it,
extolling the beauty, not just cigarettes, Mike. Yeah. Benson and Hedges.
Well, I recommended Lucky's, but I get the way that works. That's fine. We got to take a break. When we come back, you got beautiful video for us, I hope.
Mike, put your feet up, because you're going to love this. It's so good.
That's right. Anything as good as the Twins today? Because I sure like those Twins.
I wonder if the Twins will come back today. Ooh.
Oh, isn't that exciting? I like that. I was thinking about the Twins all day. Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with beautiful video right here. Hats. Big ones, floral ones. I haven't gotten mine yet. Next week, right? Are we going to be at Jimmy's next week?
Two weeks.
We will be the weekend of May 3rd at Jimmy's for the Kentucky Derby party on Saturday at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in scenic, beautiful Herndon, Virginia. You got your hats. We're going to have a hat contest. You know how people wear those fancy Kentucky Derby
hats? That's what the Derby's all about.
You're going up there. Let me see. Floral, stovepipe. What are you bringing your top hat? Is that what
I don't
bringing?
Know yet, Mike. I've got several hats I could wear. I'm going to adorn it, though.
I was looking at hats yesterday. My problem is taking the hat on the airplane. Hmm. It's traveling with the hat.
I thought the problem would be finding a hat that adapts to your hair.
That has a big B in it. you'll need them for the Mike O'Mara Show Kentucky Derby Party. Join us Saturday, May 3rd at 5 p.m. at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. A night of fun, laughter, food, drinks, and, of course, the big race. The Derby means hats, so gentlemen and ladies, bring your boldest, fiercest, most fabulous hats for our legendary ladies' hat contest. Are you listening, Americans? The best part, it's free! So, mark your calendars, rally your crew, and RSVP now. You definitely want a reservation for this event. A lot of the tables have sold out, but I think you can still call 703-435-GYMS. Mike and Josh are traveling north for this big-time fun. The least you can do is make the trip. In any case, see you Saturday, May 3rd, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, where you never have to jockey for a good table. People can call Jimmy's at 703-435-GYMS or email them. I'm not doing it again. You'll laugh until you're hoarse. By the way, do you want me to read the address? You just love that, don't you? All right, Gmail, is it.
Start from the front of it.
Email danielle.jimmysoldtowntavern@gmail.com.
Beautiful.
For reservations. You'll laugh until you're hoarse.
Yeah.
By the way, if you choose an army hat, you'll need to visit the military millinery. Look who's laughing at that, Josh. He's loving his own material, isn't he?
I stole it, so I'm allowed to laugh at it.
That's very exciting. All right, very good. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry
on the hotline of hits.
The super hit sound of 77 WABC with the hotline of hits.
Mike, it's the hotline of hits, and you asked for it. Presto requesto, the twins from Australia going viral and being last night, believe it or not, we beat them by 20 hours. Entertainment Tonight.
There the first go. Time the pair's in-sync speaking has caught major attention. Explaining to Good Morning Britain in 2016, they're used to taking people by surprise.
Some people go, do you rehearse a conversation?
But we said, no, how can you rehearse a conversation?
It's a bit stupid.
This is one of the greatest interviews I have ever conducted.
The sisters say they're never apart and never get tired of each other. They're kind of like one entity, so it's hard for one twin to speak and the other to stay silent.
Bridget, what's your favourite thing in the world? What would you say?
Oh, my favourite thing in the world would be is we just love what we're doing, rescuing wildlife.
And we always love the seabirds.
There's something so screwed up with the way they were brought up.
I don't know if it's screwed up.
They were supposed to be conjoined.
They should have been.
I think they're adorable. I love me the twins. I really, really do. But wouldn't that was an fun? Old interview, right?
It
Back
was,
in 2016.
Yes. Because I believe Kimmel has them tonight.
Really? So they've gone. They've exploded.
Yeah, they've exploded.
Right.
They were conjoined. Mike joined at the brain.
Brain.
I'm guessing no husband there.
Probably not. Although it could be a BOGO.
Like you get in a good grocery store.
Mike, there was a great moment on basketball coverage last night. You love your Shaq. You love your Barkley.
Oh, the best.
I couldn't believe this went down on live television.
The thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
Shaq gets up and walks away.
You know, catching a crap.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
After 40, he can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
He can't hold it.
Unless he's got something after 40. That wasn't something planned, was it?
No, that was not planned. Hey, listen, he was in the back talking about he's going to drink alcohol to clear up his
gut. No, he's been drinking the olive oil.
Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut. All right.
I did not like his gait as he left.
No. I agree with him. I agree with you. The gate was weird, right?
But only Shaq can get away with that.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. I love those guys. They're fantastic.
And he did make it back in that break and complained. Who's the guy in the glasses? Ernie. He said, Ernie, you could have gone to break faster. I was waiting for you to make a point.
Take the camera off me. Take the camera off me. Are we on the camera? Come on now. There we go.
Mike, there's a trend now, and we didn't do it when we were married. You might have done it in one of your marriages. I don't know. Where you're taking the pictures after the ceremony, before the reception, and you do one that's not traditional. This is a photo of a bride. I think it is, again, in Australia, where she is in her gown, and her picture is symbolically or just, you know, for show, throwing a surf rod into the ocean. She's casting with a fishing pole, okay? And that's going to be a cute picture because who goes fishing in their bridal gown? But then she hooks a shark.
Oh, my God, another
one. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Looks to me like the bride might have had an adult beverage before the service, right?
Yeah, yeah. But they did pull the shark out. And the good news is, Mike, and you can tell by looking at the bride, she wrapped the whole thing in rice paper and ate it as sushi.
Did you see the address? Dundee Beach!
It's a good one. It's a good one. And
Dundee Beach, everyone.
Let's close. That's weird because yesterday the twins lived on Steve Irwin Boulevard.
Steve Irwin Boulevard, Dundee Beach. Well, Kangaroo and Court.
Then they announced that Steve's son is on the new Dancing with Stars. Was announced this morning.
You ever feel like, Rob's known this for a long time, that we're all just being played.
Of course.
That we're all just being manipulated in the media and in the world. That's just the way it works.
I'm glad Bindi's not doing it. I'm glad Bindi's staying above that.
Bindi, Evie!
Let's close with this, Mike. You know I hate birds. I hate birds.
Oh, you know what? You don't ever live down here because I love them and they're spectacular down here.
I don't mind this bird as much because this is a singing bird. Not just a talking bird, a singing bird.
Oh, I'm a bird. Oh, I'm a baby bird.
The lyrics, Mike, are, oh, I'm a bird. Oh, I'm a freaking bird.
Yeah, well, you got to play it again because you're 2 for 2 between yesterday and today.
Now,
save that.
I know. Mike, let's go to just for a third viewing because I want your take on something.
Okay, go ahead.
I know you're going to be drawn, like this is like the gorilla video. You're okay. going to be drawn to watching the bird.
All right.
But watch the man playing the guitar.
Oh, no.
Do you think, did you think there's a possibility he has an unhealthy relationship with the bird? He's so happy.
Looks like a skinnier version of me. Is what he looks like.
He's going to take all that time to sit down, cross his legs, and say, I'm going to play some music. Hope the bird sings.
Oh, I love that rasp at the end. That works. All right, everybody, we got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget Jimmy's May 3rd, the big cruise coming up in December. Time running out for you to book your cabins for that cruise. So check them out. All can be found at MikeOMaraShow.com. For Josh Soroka, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long from the dark room. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hot Pope Summer.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
All right, so what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Fiddlesticks. I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes!
There is no God.
Colds, flus, streps, even COVIDs. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.